RadioMD.
RadioMD.com.
It's time for Melanie Cole's Health Radio.
On now.
Here's your host, Melanie Cole.
This story cracked me up because I certainly thought it was something different when I read it for the first time until I read it through a second time under a new bill proposed by Kentucky state legislator. Men seeking erectile dysfunction treatment such as Viagra, Cialis, or Levitra would need to visit a doctor twice and get written permission from their wives before receiving the drugs. Now you'd think, okay, this is Kentucky. They won't sign gay marriage into law. Well, it is signed into law, but they will not actually sign the marriage licenses. You think of Kentucky as a state that's not necessarily going to be forgiving of such things. And this House Bill 369 would also require a man to be married and make a sworn statement with his hand on a Bible that he will only use a prescription drug for erectile dysfunction when having sexual relations with his current spouse. And then you keep reading on and it says Representative Mary Lou Marzian, a Democrat, and that stopped me right there, from Louisville, proposed the law last week as a pointed statement to the anti-abortion advocates. She said her point is to illustrate how intrusive and ridiculous it is for elected officials to be inserting themselves into private and personal medical decision. And it comes days after a Republican, a certain Governor Matt Bevin, signed an informed consent law requiring women to receive counsel from a doctor 24 hours before having an abortion. And this Marzian, the representative, who is a nurse, told the Louisville Courier-Journal that her bill is a form of protest against the intervention into women's health by her predominantly male General Assembly. Do we really want a bunch of legislators interfering in private, personal, and medical decisions? She says she doesn't expect the bill to get very far, but she's trying to make a point, and this isn't the first time that a lawmaker has taken a strange stance against these anti-abortion laws in this way. In December, another Democrat from Columbia, South Carolina, put forth a bill that would require men to wait 24 hours after receiving prescription for erectile dysfunction drug to fill it. And women in that state also have to wait 24 hours before having an abortion. And this cracked me up as well. Other past attempts by Democrats trying to show this intrusive into our bedrooms that sometimes lend themselves to certain parties have proposed a spilled semen amendment in Oklahoma that would declare it an act against unborn children for men to waste sperm, and an amendment to a bill in Virginia that required an ultrasound before an abortion that would make men have to have a rectal exam before being prescribed Viagra. None of these protests actually became law, but it does certainly make a point. And to see the way that this story has been put out, Kentucky lawmakers' Viagra bill would require wife's permission. And you look at it and you say, oh my God, she's another nut job, saying that now you can only get Viagra if you're married and you're only having sex with your wife and you're only da da da. But it's really not. So read the story, because it makes it certainly a much more interesting story to read when you read what's truly going on there. And now, because it is Healthy Children Day, new research finds that noise is harder on children than adults. I think it's something we've known for a while, but when you think of the daycare buzz or the buzz at school and electronic toys, the new research is showing that noise is more distracting to a child's brain than an adult's, and that it can hinder how our little ones learn. So in fact, one of the worst offenders when a tot's trying to listen is voices in the background. And this is a little bit of a catch-22, because we know we're supposed to talk to our children a lot when they're little babies. That's how they learn language. However, they have a greater need for the understanding speech around them, but at the same time, they're less equipped to deal with sorting out all of these different sounds. And if you've ever yelled at a teenager while they're learning to drive, you understand that they can't sort those sounds out, and the screaming, the yelling, sets off weird electrical impulses. But that's another story altogether, teenagers. Wow. We have a great show coming up. This is Melanie Cole. Stay well.